VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Attackers set off a bomb and opened fire at a hotel complex in Kenya's capital on Tuesday. At least five people are dead. The attack began at around 3 to 3:30 Tuesday afternoon. With a huge explosion outside the property, gunmen then charged onto the grounds and opened fire. Correspondent Mohammed Yusuf reports for VOA from Nairobi.
Move away! Move away! Stay low!
Let's go! Let's go!
Stay low! Move away!
Run down! Run away! No!
The attack targeted the Ducey 2 Hotel and office complex. Witnesses say they heard explosions and saw armed men firing at people on site. About 2 hours after the attack, Kenyan Police Chief Joseph Boynet emerged and spoke to reporters.
We regret to inform that today at about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, a group of unknown armed assailants attacked the Ducey complex in what we suspect could be a terror attack. Security and emergency services responded quickly to the incident, and we immediately cordoned off the area, and the situation is being managed, and we have made evacuation of many persons in the complex, and the operation is still going on as we speak.
Boynet said Kenyan security agencies are in the process of securing the hotel.
Britain's House of Commons on Tuesday overwhelmingly defeated Prime Minister Theresa May's Brexit plan for Britain's departure from the European Union. The House voted 432 to 202 to reject her call to approve her plan. This is VOA News. In a stunning decision Tuesday, the International Criminal Court at The Hague acquitted former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo of war crimes charges. The ruling is another major setback for ICC prosecutors in the first case against a former head of state at the court. From Paris, correspondent Lisa Bryant reports the ruling comes amid growing doubts about the effectiveness of the ICC as a court of last resort against the world's most heinous crimes.
Grants the defense motions for acquittal from all charges against Mr. Laurent Gbagbo and Mr. Charles Blegoudet. No! Come on!
Former Ivorian leader Laurent Gbagbo looked blank as he listened to the verdict of his acquittal at the International Criminal Court. But his supporters cheering in the public gallery forced presiding judge Kuno Tarfusser to call for order. The court found ICC prosecutors had failed to prove their case against Gbagbo and fellow defendant, ex-youth minister Charles Blegoudet. For Gbagbo and his backers, it was the end of a long fight, at least for now. Prosecutors can appeal the court's decision.
The lawyers for the runner-up in the Democratic Republic of Congo's disputed election urged the Constitutional Court on Tuesday to order a recount of ballots. They say the election was rigged against their candidate. Aides to President Trump say a group of Democrats has turned down the president's invitation to have lunch as the government shutdown drags on.
The administration tried a new approach in sidestepping leaders like Nancy Pelosi and instead inviting other Democrats to meet with the president.
We want to work with rank-and-file Democrats.
Not long after White House spokesman Mercedes Schlapp spoke, the administration announced none of those members agreed to attend, and instead of a bipartisan lunch, the president would meet with House Republicans alone. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump is thinking about recognizing the Venezuelan opposition leader Juan Guaido as the country's legitimate president. CNN made the report, citing three unidentified sources. Guaido is the leader of Venezuela's opposition-led Congress. He said last week he was willing to replace socialist President Nicolas Maduro. A court in Moscow on Tuesday extended the detention of 8 Ukrainian seamen who were among 24 captured by Russian coast guards in the Black Sea. 3 Ukrainian vessels and their crews were fired at and seized by the Russians in November. Russia insists the men should be put on trial for violating its border. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.